I met Tony La Russa when the Oakland A's hired him as their manager, and of course he did an outstanding job there, but he went on to the St. Louis Cardinals. He's been a four-time manager of the year, won 2,728 games, three World Series. He ranks third in Major League Baseball history, and he's now with the Boston Red Sox organization, and they're playing a game against the Minnesota Twins, but he was kind enough to step away and join us here in South Korea to talk a little baseball. Tony, how are you, my friend?
Well, I'm doing fine. I am. We're playing the Twins. It's the bottom of the fifth. Score is tied 1-1, but I want to say hello to everyone that you're visiting there in South Korea. It's an honor to be on the show.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. You know, I've thought about you a couple of times and wondered, you know, when you made the decision to retire, I wondered how long it would take you to get comfortable with that decision, to have not baseball in your life day to day to day like it was when you were a manager. How long did that take for you to get to that point?
Well, about mid-season of 2011, I knew I'd had enough, and so I kind of alerted my family and the ownership of the Cardinals. So when the season ended, and it was fantasy island because we ended up winning the World Series. But I knew that the commissioner, Bud Selig, had asked Joe Torre and I that when we retired to stay involved with baseball through MLB. So I had something that I would be involved with baseball. It made it a lot easier.
Also, when you think about what it takes in order to be a manager today and the analytics that come into play, you were, I don't want to say an old-time type of baseball player. You led with your gut a lot of times. You knew the game very, very well. How have analytics changed the way a manager manages a game?
That's probably the number one question, that, you know, big issue of our baseball times, because they've really been aggressive establishing their turf. And, you know, I have great respect for information. A lot of these formulas provide you some real tools to do your job better, which is basically either scout players, get them signed, or get them developed. But at some point, you know, the game is so dynamic that sometimes they get too intrusive with the playing of the game, and they try to give the manager's hands with the strategy they use as far as how you manufacture runs or handle your pitching staff. So there's a balance there, and we're trying to find the right one in our game. Fortunately, here in Boston, our general manager, Dave Dombrowski, has been around a long time, and he likes the balance, so we respect both sides.
I also wondered, because watching this game for a long time as well, how specialization, you and I both knew, there are some pitchers, if you walk to the mound in the seventh or eighth inning, try to take the ball out of their hands, they would probably shove you away. Now you've got a guy that comes in the sixth inning. Then you've got a middle relief guy. Then you've got a setup guy. And then you've got your closer. How has that changed the way a manager manages?
I think that, here again, it goes back to the analytical part. I think they've been a little too aggressive trying to map out and script the game. In our day, you basically looked at the player or the pitcher, and if he started to lose his stuff, then you started thinking of an alternative. But you didn't make any prejudgments, and I think that's it's a big mistake, because you cannot script the game of baseball. It's men, not machines. And sometimes the guy's going along very easily, and you push him a little farther. And sometimes he struggles before the numbers say he should, and you got to get him out of there. So I think judgment is still the key if you just entrust your guys in uniform.
We got some of the kids from the high school here that would like to ask you a question about baseball. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Colin Metcalf. I have a question. So when you look at players, do you think it's more important that a player can field or more important that a player can hit when playing?
Well, thank you for the question, Colin. The great thing about the game of baseball is that most of the time you got to do both. If you're a position player, you got to have talent to play offense and defense. If you're really special in one way or another one, you can still be a contributor, but you got to do at least a little bit of the other. So I think what you look for is a player that has multiple skills and talents and can help you stop runs and make runs.
We got another player here.
Hi, this is Brenton Carver from Humphreys High School. I am a senior. My question is, how do you feel about kids these days and playing baseball? Not very many kids play baseball anymore.
There's another one. If you're a dad or going to be a dad, that's going to be a question that comes up. It really is important to let the young, guys play as much as they can in a park situation, but someplace where they're just getting in the habit of catching the ball and hitting it and throwing it. That's one of the advantages these Latin American players have. They're not distracted, and they have opportunities, so they really develop quickly. I think, we're making it a little too specialized as far as opportunities for our young guys, and sometimes you don't give them enough opportunity to just play, not just all practice, but you got to develop skills by just doing it in a repetitious way.
Let's take one more question for you.
Hello, my name is Ethan Elliott, and I was wondering, what is your take on the foul ball nets to protect the fans?
That's a good question. What about the foul ball nets, Tony?
That's a great question. And, in fact, 2015? I mean, my first trip to Japan, I was with the Diamondbacks at the time, and the Major League Baseball office asked me to look at what the Japanese baseball was doing, which is they build these extensive screenings and give an opinion. And I came back and I said, look, it really protects the fans. I think it's a great idea. And we've been a little slow to activate it, but now it's becoming mandatory. And, I just think fans looking through the net, and you get used to it very quickly, but the safety factor just really dominates, and it's a really good idea, and we're doing more and more of it.
One more final question.
Hi, sir. My name is Steven Petrock. I'm senior here. Sir, my question that I have to ask you is, it seems like this is your passion, sir. It seems like you really love this. And what I really want to know, sir, is if you had a chance to redo all of this, would you redo everything, just the same thing, if this really is your passion, sir?
Well, if you could pick the perfect occupation to get into, you can pick one that you have a passion for, that you love, so that you look forward every morning to getting up and going after it. If you're forced to, everybody's got to work. And if you can't do what you really love, it really becomes a struggle at times. So I've been lucky. I signed out of high school. I think this is like my 58th year involved with baseball. But I don't have any regrets. I've been very, very fortunate. My only regret is that there are times I wish, we lost, might have won 3 World Series, but we lost 3-2. And I have regrets about not being a better manager during those times.
I'll tell a story here. Tony was having dinner with my wife and some other people in sports, and somebody sent over that bottle of wine. Do you remember that, Tony? And said, by the way, even though Boston had beaten you in the World Series, you're a hell of a manager. And your response was, that's easy for you to say because you won the World Series.
Yeah. Well, it's no truism that, Rob, that you suffer the losses the more you enjoy the win. So even though we won 3, I'm haunted more by the 3 we lost. And but fortunate to be involved, I make sure I keep a positive point of view on that.
Before I let you loose, I need to get your perspective on all the home runs. I mean, the Twins, in 1 month, they broke their record. Baseball is breaking records for hitting home runs. If I'm a pitcher, Verlander's been very vocal about how he feels about it. I'd be kind of upset. What the heck is happening with baseball as far as hitting and pitching?
Well, there's something going on. I mean, Major League Baseball says that that they're made the same, but some of the pitchers complain that the seams are not as pronounced, where it's hard to really grip it, and they can't spin the ball the right way. Oh, I know there's a lot of balls that are hit to opposite fields by little guys that are going off a home run. So it really distorts the home run, and we need to get it back into balance. And the other thing we need to do is, not glorify the home run so much, or where you strike out so much. You still got to put the ball in play to be a good winning baseball team.
Yeah, you don't see too many people hitting balls that go to the right side of the field to move somebody over to third base and everything. Everybody, I was watching a game with the Yankees last night from here, and everybody was swinging from their heels. I don't remember that. I mean, is this something relatively new, Tony?
Well, it's been going on now, I would say, probably in the early 2000s, more and more, because a lot of the mathematicians, they think that crooked numbers win. But here's the problem. You could, just like the Yankees, what they win, like 10-0 yesterday.
Yeah.
But the better the pitching, the harder it is to hit home runs. And if you go deeper and deeper into your season, especially the playoffs, if what you do is rely on the home run, you're going to be shut down. You're not going to win. You got to have a real versatile attack where you can make sure you put the ball in play against really good pitching and move guys around and score them. So the emphasis on home runs has really been not that beneficial to our game. We need to have the ball in play more, and I think that we're going to start seeing a more of a correction and get back to more traditional baseball.
Well, I want to thank you, Tony, for breaking away from the ball game. I know you've got obligations and everything, but you've always been so kind to me over the years and talk baseball with me. Take care, my friend, and you can see there are a lot of people here that wanted to talk baseball with you. Take care, Tony.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Everybody take care. Thank you.
Tony La Russa, Hall of Fame manager who won 3 World Series, 2 with the Cardinals, 1 with the A's, also 4-time manager of the year and won 2,728 games. We've got you on Sports Byline.